7:48 is our time. Our current temperature at 64 degrees is time for Community Matters, which we do each Wednesday, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by two lovely ladies from, well, they've got long titles. We established this before we came on the air. Sandra Wick, a crop production agent at Post Rock District, K-State Research and Extension. Do you abbreviate that at all? Like, do you have some acronym to go by, Sandra, when you do that?
We do, but we have a lot of numbers. Like, K-State Research and Extension would be KSRE.
See, that's, yeah, that's, see, that would have helped me. Why didn't you come up with that?
I don't know, Wade.
It's all good. And then Blair Todd has his livestock production agent for all of that I just said as well. Right. So we've got some long titles. It's kind of like our email address with a whole bunch of letters. It takes a while to go through all of that. So why are you guys here? You got some stuff coming up, right?
Absolutely. So we'll let Blair start first.
Sure. So we have some farm and ranch transition conferences coming up next week in North Central Kansas. Last year, Central Kansas had a larger farm and ranch conference down in Salina. And so Sandra and I and a few other agents in the Central Kansas area thought it'd be a good idea to bring kind of a more one-on-one approach for some conferences for some producers in our area.
Mm-hmm. And you got... coming up August 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So there's a plethora of ones to choose to go to that fits your schedule, correct?
Yep, that's right, Wade. And so all of these conferences that we have scheduled here are actually have the same schedules. So we'll start out at 8:30 in the morning with registration, and then speakers will start about 9 o'clock. And then we'll end with a panel of all the speakers that we have there, and that will end. That will be about 3:30. So it's a pretty long day, mm-hmm. but we feel it's a really important topic. And as Blair said, it's farm and ranch transition. As you know, the average age of a farmer is around 58 years old here mm-hmm. in Kansas. And so in the next 10, 20 years, we're going to have lots of turnover of farms to the next generation. So we feel that this is a opportunity for families to gather some information, have multiple members of the family join this. You know, it might be a dad, mother, son, daughter, grandkids even. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're even thinking about this, it would be a very important opportunity in order to take advantage of these. One of the speakers that we're going to be having is Dr. Ron Hansen. He is one of the, I guess you could describe him as one of the gurus of farm transition. Okay. He's a retired professor at the University of Nebraska, and he's an emeritus professor, so he still is his passion. He lived it and he breathed it. So he will tell you what not to do because his family went through it. Mm-hmm. So, and there's lots of other speakers too, and Blair can talk about maybe some of the other speakers as well.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Sure. So we also have a local KFMA economist coming. They're going to talk about kind of maximizing your tax wealth in transition. And then I'm going to have a local attorney come kind of just to give some advice for families and the legality of transition. So some things that maybe they aren't mm-hmm. really thinking about that they need to be preparing for a transition. And then we're going to have Ashley Westerhold. She's the director for the Farm and Ranch Transition office at K-State. It's kind of a new office, but she's an advisee of Dr. Ron Hansen, and so she has a lot of experience mm-hmm. Working with him. But she's going to be talking about kind of the resources that are going to be that are available for families that want to work towards a transition of their operation.
Now, there's different ones that they can attend. You want to go through those in regards to the dates and the places that these will be taking place, these Farm and Ranch Transition Conferences?
Sure, absolutely. The pre-registration date is actually today.
Okay.
So if they could, you know, go to our website, and that's www.postrock.ksu.edu, and just go down to the events. All of these locations and dates are listed there, mm-hmm. But we'll probably give you at least till the end of the week. So don't think if you don't get in today that you mm-hmm. can't make it. Mm-hmm. So the first one is next Tuesday, and that would be at Clyde. And then Wednesday is at Delphus, the 23rd. And then Thursday, we're hosting one here in Beloit. And that would be Thursday, August 24th at the Methodist Church. And then the last location will be Friday in Phillipsburg on August 25th. So we really encourage you, if you have any question, if you think that your family's going to do it in the next 5-8 years, it's never too soon to start. Mm-hmm. Okay. So even if you think, well, yeah, I think I'm going to pass it down to my son, but I'm just not ready to retire yet, there still would be lots of information here that you can gather to think about it. Because a farm transition doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to gather all that information, get everybody at the table. So it's important not only mom and dad if you're passing down the farm, but if your son and your daughter or whatever can be at these conferences as well, so you can all hear the information.
Always good to plan ahead. Always good to be proactive and plan ahead. And it's more complicated than people think, I think, with anything in life. And so this would obviously help people, or just as you said, might not be something you're ready to do right away, but it's something on the horizon that maybe could be beneficial to you down the line.
Absolutely. So, you know, this isn't a new topic or anything. You know, this has been happening for ages, you know. And maybe the son is very willing to and is interested in that. And maybe the dad doesn't even know that. Mm-hmm. So just getting all the parties at the table and just talking and visiting and getting it all out in the open is a first step.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, how can people register or make sure that they can attend one of these conferences?
Sure. So we're directing anybody who wants to sign up to our website, but they're more than welcome to call any of our offices. We have offices in Smith Center, Osborne, Mankato, Beloit, and Lincoln. But you can also go to our website at postrock.ksu.edu and go to our events page and find any one of the locations and get signed up.
Anything else we should add before we let you go about these?
I guess we didn't talk about the fee.
Okay. So, well, people do like to know that. Yeah.
The fee is $15 per person, but mm-hmm. if you have a family of four, we're giving you a discount of $45. And so that includes all the handouts, all the materials, lunch, snacks. Mm-hmm. So we think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
For what information you're getting.
Yeah. Could save you a lot down the line, too.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is power, they say.
Absolutely.
As long as you remember that knowledge, that's always important as well. Well, Sandra Blair, thank you so much for your time here today. Best of luck with the conferences. Once again, they will be August 22nd, coming up next Tuesday in Clyde, and then Wednesday over in Delphus, August 23rd, and then the 24th in Beloit at the Methodist Church, and then on Friday at the Phillips County Fair Building up there on Highway 183. Best of luck with all of those. It's going to be a busy week for you guys. Are you both going to be at every one of these? Or hey, Blair's like, nah.
No, because we have agents in each of
okay. Well,
yeah, each of the
you've got more staff than I do here, for crying out loud.
We're fortunate in that regard.
Yes, you are. You absolutely are. Well, thank you so much for your time and coming in today. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.